beautifully printed on it in large letters. Alice ventured to taste it, and, finding it very nice, it had, in fact, a sort of mixed flavor of cherry tart, custard, pineapple, roast turkey, toffee, and hot buttered toast. She very soon finished it off.
Oh, what a curious feeling. I must be shutting up like a telescope.
And so it was, indeed. She was now only 10 inches high, and her face brightened up at the thought that she was now the right size for going through the little door into that lovely garden. But alas for poor Alice. When she got to the door, she found she'd forgotten the little golden key, and when she went back to the table for it, she found she could not possibly reach it. The poor little thing sat down and cried.
Come. There's no use in crying like that. I advise you to leave off this minute.
Suddenly, her eye fell on a little glass box that was lying under the table. She opened it and found in it a very small cake on which the words,
"Eat me,"
were beautifully marked in currants.
Well, I'll eat it, and if it makes me grow larger, I can reach the key, and if it makes me grow smaller, I can creep under the door, so either way I'll be able to get into the garden, and I don't care which happens.